This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's do this. Let's go to Elena in Arizona. Hey, Elena, what's happening?
Hi, you guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
Cool. So I want to talk about a couple of things. Starting with Draymond, there was a lot of people that want to trade Draymond. Let's trade Draymond from the beginning of the season. And I hope they can see his value now. Draymond's really valuable. There's no one really like him. There's you can't name one person that is his size, has this much IQ, especially defensively, that can literally defend 1-5 and be effective. And not just that, he calls plays before they happen. He's very good at anticipating, like, size-wise, Giannis had, like, what, how many inches on him, and weight-wise, and he still, like, held him to 0 out of 6 when he defended him. So he's really good at what he does. And nobody knows Steph, like, especially on the floor, as much as Draymond does. So I feel like, and I feel like I'm enjoying the Draymond-Jimmy combo more than I am enjoying the Jimmy-Steph combo, because I feel like they work really well on the floor together. And about Kuminga struggling, I think we should give him a little break. He came back to a completely different team. Plus, Kuminga plays a lot better with Steph on the floor because he has spacing to drive. But now he really doesn't have that. Because how many shooters do you really have on the floor? You really don't have many. And I don't know. Buddy is actually useless too, because when he's not making shots, he's worse than Post.
Whoa.
You know that he's shooting worse than Post this season from three?
Yeah, but Post is a really good shooter though. Like, Elena, I don't know that he's, I get what you mean. You said he's worthless when he's not hitting shots, but what about when he is?
Even Jimmy Post interview was like, we want Buddy to hit shots consistently, because when he actually makes shots, he actually guards somebody.
Yeah.
He was actually making slide marks, because he's right. When he's not offensively in rhythm, he's very destructive, even defensively. So he's a liability on both sides when he's not that, and he's pretty much useless.
Well,
and when it comes playoffs, that's going to be bad.
It could be, unless he's hitting shots, and then it's good. Like, Elena, I appreciate the call. It's a good call. We love it when you call. You got a lot of good Warrior takes. I just think, for me, Buddy Hield is somebody where you're going to have to get on the bumpy ride and go on it. That's it. I look at Buddy Hield like parenting, okay? You have to show up every day, and some days are going to be really great, and other days are going to make you want to punch yourself in the nose.
Mm.
But what are you going to do? You can wake up the next day and do it again. So Buddy's going to go out there and get his whatever 20 minutes tomorrow night, and the shots might fall and they might not. And yes, it might hurt you certain nights, but there's also a hell of a lot of data that says when he is hitting his shots, the Warriors are next to unbeatable. You need him. You're like, they need somebody who can shoot threes. And a lot of times, Buddy is that guy.
Well, if you look at his career, he's been that guy. He's been pretty consistent as far as a season goes. And like night to night, sure, he might go 0-for-7 and then he'll go 6-for-8. So that's just the way it goes with Buddy Hield. And you hope that you get good Buddy when you need good Buddy. And last night you didn't have Steph and Buddy was awesome. So you have to play Buddy Hield. You have to give him his shots. And he's averaging, you know, 10 shots a game this year with the Warriors. And so, yeah. 42% from the floor, 37% from three, and you just hope that he makes his threes because that's all you really need him to do.
Yeah, and then she mentioned Kuminga. I just want to say this real quick. I just want to get this off my chest. I'm not doing this to this guy.
Do what to this guy?
We're not doing this every 17 minutes. Let's reboot our take on Jonathan. I saw this everywhere last night. Warriors got worse as soon as he got back. I feel like everybody with the Warriors and many around the Warriors tried to say every time we asked the question, how do they go about reintegrating Jonathan Kuminga? The same word was uttered every time. The word was slowly, slowly. And I took that as coaching. They're trying to let you know this isn't going to look perfect right away, but this is what we're doing. And I think it's very obvious why they're doing it that way. Everybody knows the upside to Jonathan Kuminga. But Steve has also said, but look, this isn't preschool. Like, we have to win these games. So you have to assess the situation and then, come playoff time, figure out exactly how you're going to go about doing it. But you have to go through that process. And that process is just getting started. I don't like this, you know. Now we're all off of Jonathan Kuminga because he had a bad game. Because by the way, the first two were pretty damn good.
Right. I mean, against Sacramento, great game. Oh, Kuminga, yeah, he hasn't missed a step. And then against the Knicks, well, a little shaky, but that's fine. You won. And then against Denver, okay, boy. I mean, he wasn't awesome, but they lost the game.
Awful, and
they
were
all bad.
Yeah, he was not one of the top five bad Warriors on Monday night.
And then last night, he wasn't great, and you still won the game. So I'm kind of with you, Mark, as far as like the roller coaster of Jonathan Kuminga. He's had four games with this new look Warrior team. And yeah, 24 minutes last night, he wasn't spectacular, and he didn't finish. So can we maybe look at Steve Kerr and say, good job, Steve? Because Steve and the staff kind of saw what fans are seeing. Like, JK was not great last night, and did he finish the game? No, they went elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to keep going on the phones. Brandon Pajemski is going to be on with us here in 13 minutes. And right before Pajemski, I want to share something from Logan Murdoch's piece in The Ringer. There's a quick story about Jimmy Butler that is different. It's different. I think that this will be interesting to you. So stay tuned for that because we're going to do that here in just like the next 5 or 6 minutes.
Nice.
We'll let you know. Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What are you doing, man?
Hey, just sitting, taking my break. Good afternoon, guys. Just want to say, man, at this point of his career, he's inconsistent. He's like a special teams player or a power play team player in hockey, but bad thing is, he's in the NBA. They don't have those in the NBA. Because if he gets significant playing time, like starting five and closing five, we've seen that, man. So all the callers who's calling, you know, for Steve Kerr to give Jonathan Kuminga more playing time, just go back in time, man. Look at the games before he got injured. He's getting all that minutes. He's getting all he could handle. And you know what? The team was tiptoeing around the 500 record. And another point I want to make in this call, you know, I was critical of Buddy Hield yesterday. It was a good Buddy, man. Hopefully we see more of those. Because every time we see a good Buddy, it makes me want to go, you know, old school MTV Polish or, hey, Buddy.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'd all love more Buddy Hield shots to go in. That part's obvious. The JK thing here. Let me put a bow on it this way. Let's talk when you feel like JK cost you a game. That hasn't happened yet.
No.
That hasn't happened yet. If J.K. costs you a game, then we've got a real, real big problem because the Warriors don't have games to toss right now. Literally none. They have no wiggle room. So if that happens, then we can, like, hurry up our conversation about Jonathan Kuminga and his fit. But that has not happened yet. And I think he's been more good than bad since he's come back. And it's been a few games. And everyone's told you this is going to take a minute. So give it a minute.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Just give it a minute.
Right, and while you give it a minute, maybe you can put some respect on Steve Kerr's name, because last night, when we can all see that Jonathan Kuminga was having a hard time, J.K. played less than 3 minutes in the fourth quarter, and he did not finish the game. So we all want to talk about his rotations. Well, Steve Kerr saw what we all saw, which was, you know, not J.K.'s night. And so down the stretch, you didn't play Jonathan Kuminga, and you won the game. So we all want to criticize the rotations, and yet we don't want to give him the credit that I believe he is due when he sees what we all see, and he reacts accordingly. Like, Kuminga didn't play in the fourth quarter. He played 3 minutes in the fourth quarter.
I think Steve has been completely true to his word and exactly what he said he was going to do with this situation. Like, yeah, we've got to see it. We've got to work him back in. It's challenging.
Yep.
And we're winning. We're winning. We're trying to win every night. And so if something doesn't look right, yeah, we're not gonna bang our head against the wall and keep doing it because somebody's got a contract or a big name.
Right.
No. So I think he's been very true so far in these four games. Mike and Hayward next up. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I was talking to you guys yesterday about the loss in Denver, and everybody was all concerned. I'm not really concerned about the Warriors that much. They're going to win. They're going to win some games. But the main thing I think focused on is Curry. They were really good with the matchups. They're really flexible with matching people up. I don't know who what they're playing with the three guys they got with Kuminga, and Draymond and Curry, they do a good job matching people up together with those three people, right? They really do. They've always been that good and flexible at that. So if they can cut all the turnovers, that's why they're losing the games, turnovers, right? And then the other thing also is that there was this thing about Draymond being exhausted. It didn't seem like he was too exhausted yesterday. Well, the big deal about him being exhausted. Right? Wait a minute, let me finish.
Yep.
All these comments about him being exhausted. He said it. I know he said it, but he didn't look exhausted yesterday. He had a hell of a game, and he didn't look exhausted.
I don't know if we can look at things that way. Like, ask me if I'm exhausted right now.
Are you exhausted?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Do I sound it?
No. Okay. You sound all right.
There you go.
You sound normal.
Yeah, yes. Like, just because somebody plays well does not mean that, like, they're not tired. I'm going to accept Draymond at his word the other night. They're all exhausted. It's March. Now, it's NBA exhausted. Look, I have no idea what it's like to be a professional athlete and go through the rigors of the daily schedule and get on a plane and get treatment and go out there and have thousands of people expecting you to make all of the shots and make all of the right decisions. And then when you don't, they're going to rip you and torture you and all that stuff. Is it exhausting? I don't know. Yeah, probably. Probably. But, like, I don't know why we would want to hold them to those words as if, therefore, you're supposed to act on it differently. Like, that's why, to me, the most important thing that was said this week was Draymond's response when they asked him about Steph Curry. They said, Steve said Steph's exhausted. What's your take? He said, we all are. Figure it out. Got to figure it out. I don't think that means, oh, you're never allowed to sit again, but it's risky. It's risky, and I'm certainly allowed to also sit here and be like super skeptical that this isn't going to get him at some point. That's all.
It might. It also might help him. You know, having Steph Curry rest might help them on Thursday, and if he sits on Thursday, it might help him down the road. And we talked about the championship year where he missed the last 3 weeks of the season because he was actually injured, but he came back fresh, and they went on to win the championship. So it just depends on what you're focused on. And I know that everyone wants to look at these last 13 games and think must win and you got to do this and you have to do that, but the most important thing is when you get into the playoff or the play-in, whatever it is, you got to be ready to go. You got to be fresh and ready to go out there and compete.
Low carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at Almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.